Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Podcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1 WKCS. My name is Brandon, and I'm joined by Dee and Tia for some school announcements. Guys, what's going on?
Man, what's up? Pretty good. But first, I want to start off by mentioning the Xavion Dobson Day. It's been almost 4 years since our brother passed, and every January on the 24th, we celebrate him. And now for the announcements. Attention all seniors that have not yet completed the FAFSA, don't miss out on your Tennessee Promise Scholarship and other financial aid. There are only 10 school days left to complete your FAFSA to not lose your scholarships.
Students have a new opportunity to earn Dress Sunday every week. If the average daily attendance rate for school is 83% or better from Wednesday to Tuesday, starting January 29th, the entire school will earn a Dress Sunday each following Wednesday. You must still be in Knox County dress code on those days. Please attend school regularly and only miss for true illness or emergencies. Encourage your friends to be here too, so make sure you guys come to school.
Mark your calendars for the Fulton Spring Open House on Thursday, February 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. We will also be hosting a home basketball game that night against Powell. Let's go Falcons.
Attention all seniors that have not yet completed the FAFSA. Don't miss out on your Tennessee Promise Scholarship and other financial aid. There are only 5 school days left to complete your FAFSA to not lose your scholarships, so please make sure you go out and fill it out.
Also, students, are you interested in enjoying the outdoors and exploring new places? Do you like to hike or would you like to try it out? Set a reminder to attend the interest meeting for the outdoor club on Monday, February 3rd in room 220 at the school. See Ms. Kennard for more information.
Would you like to travel and see the world? Mrs. Cardio is taking a trip to Costa Rica and Panama next summer. We will go snorkeling, kayaking, whitewater rafters, ziplining, and for more. For more information, see Mrs. Cardio and invite your parents to the info meeting on Thursday, January 30th at 6 p.m. in room 214.
Auditions for speakers at the graduation ceremony are coming up. Any senior interested in speaking at the graduation ceremony in May needs to see Ms. Lazzoni in room 209 to sign up and pick up an audition form. The form will include the requirements for a prepared speech for auditions. Ms. Lazzoni will also have information about additional help available to students before the auditions. Auditions are Tuesday, February 11th at the school in room 209. If you have any questions, please speak with Ms. Lazzoni at your convenience.
Summer Institute applications are now available. See any Project Grad staff to see if you're eligible and get your application. You must have a 2.0 GPA and good behavior and attendance to participate. Applications are due February 28th.
There will be a job fair for students interested in working at the Zoo Knoxville coming up on January 30th from 9 to 12 and from 4 to 6. Contact Zoo Knoxville for more details.
The Falcon Brew in the Library is now offering eggnog lattes and apple cider during the month of January.
Also, the Garden Club will be meeting on Mondays at the school to work outside in the garden. Meet Ms. Wilkerson in room 102 at 3:30. We will work outside for an hour. You can earn community service hours.
If you need a physical for track season, they will take place on Monday, January 27th after school near the wellness room in the gym.
The basketball team has a big game tonight on the road at Alcoa. Good luck to the Falcons. Mark your calendars for May 1st. When the 10th annual CTE Goes Live event will take place. Abby McNew will be representing. For more details, search for CTE Go Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The Fulton High School Alumni Association will be unveiling a new Veterans Memorial in front of the school on Saturday, March 28th at 10 a.m. This memorial is to honor Fulton graduates who have died in the Vietnam War.
Also, you can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, notschools.org/Fulton High School.
You're listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show. Now, coming up, we have an interview with Ms. Lanzoni. Inday, what question do you have?
I got a few questions for her. So, I am here with Ms. Lanzoni, who currently teaches English 3, English 4, and AP Research at Fulton High School. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Really excited it's Friday.
I am too. So how long have you been teaching?
Inday, I've been teaching for 10 years, and they have all been at Fulton High School.
That's loyalty right there. What do you think about it? How do you like teaching?
I love teaching. I'm really fortunate that I get to work with teenagers day in and day out. I really like hearing their discussions in class and new insights that they see in a text or article we might be looking at.
What do you think about Fulton, the environment?
I really like Fulton. I really appreciate our motto around Fulton family. I think we look out for each other. It doesn't mean that there isn't tension at times or frustration, but really we've got each other's back here at school.
I would have to say the same thing. Would you say this is your dream job? And if not, what is your dream job?
This is definitely my dream job. So I interned at Fulton, and when we were done with my internship year, there was a job here, and I was very fortunate to be offered that. So I'm exactly where I want to be.
So what would you say is the best part of being a teacher?
It's really hard to say. There are a lot of good things. I really enjoy watching students make new connections, so getting to see those light bulbs go off, and maybe in particular around something they thought was hard earlier. So not just watching light bulbs, but watching my students build muscles and skills.
All right. Now, what would you say would be the most challenging part of being a teacher?
So sometimes I find that with a student, I'm running into some negative self-talk, maybe in their head. Like, I'm asking them to write something challenging or difficult, to analyze a text, and they just think, we're doing too much, and I can't do this. I can't be successful. And so for me, trying to continue to encourage that student, show them what I think they're doing well, to build some motivation and some belief in themselves that they can do what I'm asking.
I've heard you coach graduation speeches. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So when students are doing graduation speech auditions, they come to me to sign up, and they are going to be preparing about a 3 to 5 minute speech. On the afternoon of February 11th, they'll come in and audition for me and a panel of teachers, and then we select the 3 speakers for graduation ceremony. So instead of having like a commencement speaker from maybe the community, we really are focused on our students' experiences, and so we have 3 senior student commencement speakers from Fulton.
I mean, now, is there any criteria? Like, do you have to be a BA student, or can any student apply?
Any student can apply. Part of the beauty of the commencement speakers is them having time to share their experience in high school. And we've just had a variety of students in the past that have been selected to represent their class as they finish up high school.
Something I might have to look into. Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's switch it up a little bit. Let's ask some questions about you. Where did you grow up?
So I'm originally from Houston, Texas, and I came up to Knoxville to go to UTK. And so got my undergrad degree there and my master's degree. So basically I moved from Texas and just fell in love with East Tennessee and never left.
Now, in your free time, what is some things you like to do / hobbies?
Well, I'm an English teacher, so I read a lot. I like to try out new recipes. Sometimes that's a way for me to come home and relax, is cook something and have some delicious food. And then I also really like to go to concerts. We get a lot of nice live acts in Knoxville, and so when I've got some extra money, try to check those out.
Mm-hmm. All right, now this last question for you: how is your family? Do you have any kids, and if so, what are the age and names?
So my family at my house, I'm married, and we have a cat named Zora, and we love her so much. My social media is half pictures of my cat. I love her to pieces.
Yeah. Well. Thank you for coming and sitting with us today and letting us know a little bit about you today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. Up next, we have Student Life with Chris, DJ, and Travis. Guys, take it away.
Well, so, as usual, how are you guys doing today? You know, you guys doing good?
Pretty good. It's Friday. Yeah. Ready for the weekend.
DJ, you got anything special going on?
Nah, not much, really.
You sure?
Typical same afternoon weekends, and back to Monday again.
What's your typical afternoon weekends? What they consist of?
Just going out Saturday and, like, riding with my dad around town, get his car fixed, stuff like that.
What about you?
Me, I work a lot, so really just working and chilling at home when I got time.
Everybody here flexing on me. I ain't got nothing to do this weekend. I'm going to literally go home. Just sit there and stare at the wall, all right? I'm in a nice conversation with the wall. Like, how you doing, wall? Y'all doing pretty good. So, yeah, I think not really much is going on. You know, since we have time to talk, let's talk about our favorite teachers. You know, everyone here has a teacher that they like, you know, teacher that they dislike. So let's start with DJ, because I'm actually interested. DJ, how about you?
Okay, I don't have like one certain favorite teacher. I have more than one. I'd probably say it's Mays, Miss Lozoni, Miss Dell, and probably, I don't know the fourth one, probably, what's her name? Miss Rush, probably. That's my top four.
Really? How about you? Your favorite teachers?
Yeah, I don't have, like, just one. I'm going to give you a few names of my favorite teachers. I'll say Mays is definitely one of them, Miss Lanzoni, and Mr. Morrell.
Really? Well, I think I'm a more basic person. You know, I think what some of my favorites are Mr. Nelson, the algebra teacher.
Which algebra? Okay,
I think another one is Mr. Mage. You know, not being biased or anything. Or nothing like that. Another one would probably have to be Mr. King. You know, me and him made a real big connection. You know, I was gonna take him to Las Vegas, but he didn't quite take the idea. And
but do you have Las Vegas money?
Don't worry about that.
Good question.
Don't worry about we or not have Las Vegas money. You know, I'll find a way. I'll get there. All right. You know, hitchhiking can do you wonders. Well. I think we've all established our favorite teachers, you know. Speaking of teachers, it's time for the joke of the day, and it only seems fair that I continue with the joke of the day being New Year's, because you know it's still January, you know, the year is still very young. The year is young, we're getting older, you know.
I'm already old, man. I'm a young old man.
Bro, how old are you?
I'm 17. I got back.
I'm 18, all right? I'm an adult, so technically I'm older than you.
My ankles be crap, dropping, locking.
You say your ankles will be crap. Anyway. Anyway. Now, I have a couple jokes here. All right. Here we go. I love when they drop the ball in Times Square. Want to know why?
Why?
It's a nice reminder of what I did all year. Right, I think someone next to me can relate to that. All right. My resolution was to read more, you know, get some more work in, you know, read some more books. Right. So I decided to put the subtitles on my TV. So.
Oh my God! Tom,
get it?
I get it.
The wait, subtitles on my TV, no. So I can read.
No.
You know, so I can read. The subtitles on my TV. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Abby.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
All right, that one was bad. I'll do one more. no, not that one. How about, okay. I was going to quit all my bad habits for the new year, but I kind of went the wrong way. You want to know why?
Why?
Then I remember that nobody likes a quitter.
Wow.
I think that's a great way to end off the jokes. I think the only way to help save the situation is if I spend a whole minute talking about something. This is going to be a special Minute with Chris special, because I'm going to have Damien here. So, Damien, let's talk about Damien for a minute. You know, he's kind of a star on the show. He's kind of a star, not star, because he's never here when we need him, you know.
Hey, wait a minute.
I get literally every Friday, you know, we set this up and everything, right? And then Damien's like, let me just not come to school today.
Nah.
Right? That's what he does, you know. Look, he never comes when we need him, all right? And I'm like, I got these segments set up and everything. You know, my minutes normally consist of me trying to make fun of you, and then you're not here, all right? Then I'm like, I got to think of something on the fly, all right?
Nah, I have
that's
a
why
reason.
I had to go find a girlfriend, because I couldn't think of anything funny to talk about, all right?
Wait, what?
I had to go find a literal AI to make fun of, right? Instead of making fun of you, all right?
So you're telling me you use me just to then go and gather, what, just to make it interesting? Are you sure? Come on.
Really. The people love it. I don't know what you're
and
talking
plus,
about.
And plus, let's rewind a little bit. I have a reason why I wasn't here last Friday.
You want to explain for the people? It's a minute, you know, a special.
Car
special
problems. Versions. All right? It's not my fault that car don't want to start when it's cold outside sometimes.
You know, we got to, there's this thing in the world called a bus, you know.
Do it look like I ride buses? I'm busophobic. Bro, I mean, I'm
you bussophobic. Oh,
I'm
yo,
crowdophobic.
Guys, I'm terribly sorry to say that Damien here has a case of bussophobia. he sees those big yellow bricks and just loses his mind. All right, this guy cannot handle it. All right, Magic School Bus was a terrible time for you now, wasn't it? All right, every time he saw that show, that bus with two eyes, he just could not handle it. All right, he just couldn't do it. All right, Magic School Bus. Anyway, I think there's not really much for me to talk about this week. You know, I literally relied entirely on Damien this week because I honestly didn't have anything to
not
talk
true.
About.
Not true.
Also, I don't really have much else. You know, I think I've established everything. You know, I don't want to really talk about anything else because if I do, I'm gonna go too crazy. So I'm just gonna end it off here. All right, Damien, I thank you for being part of the Minute with Chris special. You know,
yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry to the guy to my left to have to listen to all this and not say anything. All right. Brandon,
it's all good.
You want to end this off?
Yep, we'll be back after the short break, and we're back here on 91.1. And Josh and Aisha are going to talk some sports. Guys, what's happening for sports?
Yes, we got the basketball team. The boys played last week, and they played against Scott County, the number 3 team in the state. The boys won 60-57, and the girls went in overtime and won 54-49. Is that right?
Good.
Yeah, I think it is right. Going on, the boys played Kingston last week, too. And the boys won 67-43, and the girls lost in overtime on Tuesday, 56-59. You know, that was a good game. Also, the basketball teams play tonight at Alcoa. That would be a good game. Yeah, y'all should come support. Don't copy me. Y'all should come and support. And also, the next home game will be here at Fulton, January 28th versus Scott County. That'd be a good game. Y'all should come out and support the Dirty Birds. And as they go on their run to the state tournament this year, that is the goal.
Who else we got?
A little bit about the wrestling team. We beat West and Catholic, you know. It's a big rivalry versus Catholic here at Fulton.
The big news of this evening with Chris Shiv. Patel got his first victory by pin. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Big win. I kind of butchered your name. I'm sorry. But congratulations.
That's good.
Isaiah Hurley went 2-0 last night.
Yes, sir.
Both his opponents.
Big dubs.
This was his first. This was a first for him as well. He made made it even sweeter because his family was there. So
that's great. That's great news. I like to see people family happen. Yeah. Happy, like our families will be happy on graduation.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all going to be ready for graduation?
Of course.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I have a serious case of senioritis already.
Yeah, for me real. Too. I'm catching it a little bit day by day.
Yeah.
Farther we get in the year, the farther it hits me, you know. But everybody, we need to finish this year out strong so we can get there, walk mm-hmm. across that stage.
Yeah.
And Aisha, what's your dance going to be when you walk across?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Hit the Dougie. I'll give you $10.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're going to see it.
And
then.
Another thing, tell Maze not to mess y'all names up. Because your families will be mad.
You're going to hear my auntie
can
screaming.
I just point out that this moved from sports to second student life in a matter of...
Yes. Student life is the life to live.
When I walk across the stage, I'm going to do the John Cena, you can't see me.
Yes, sir. That is the move. But that is it for us here on segment 4 for sports. Taking it back to Brandon.
All right. Thank you, Josh. That's going to do it here for us on the Falcon Nation Information Show. Thank you for listening. And a big thanks to Josh, D, Tia, Chris, DJ, yep. Gustavo, Travis, Aisha, Inde, and Miss Lanzoni. And, of course, our teacher, Mr. Mays, because the show would not be possible without you all.
Yeah, Mays. Congratulations, man.
Don't forget to tune in next Friday for the Falcon Nation Information Show, same time, same place. My name is Brandon, wishing you a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend. Thanks, now back sir. To the music.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.